and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the fourth week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled Moses Supposes Erroneously.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.' The Lord said to Moses, 'I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone, so that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them. And of you, I will make a great nation.' But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, 'O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath. Change your mind and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, 'I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.' And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he planned to bring on his people." The word of the Lord. Wait a sec. Did Moses really just change God's mind? Maybe. Here's God actually disavowing Israel. "You get on down there to your people," he says to Moses, "because I am done with them." And Moses immediately turns that around, saying to God, "Oh, no, you don't. Those are your people. Remember all that stuff you've done for them and all those promises you made?" He implores God to see the people differently, focused on their identity as God's own. And Moses changes God's mind. Or does God change Moses' mind? Maybe Moses sees that these wayward people are God's chosen, by which I mean that he sees them the way God sees them, because he is conversing with God. Because he's encountering mystery. And God being God even lets Moses think that it's Moses' own idea. So the reading ends on a happy little note, but you know what happens next. Moses is going to come down from that mountain. He's going to look around at this messy group of troublemakers, and then he's the one with anger burning hot. He breaks the tablets of God's word. He burns the idol, mixes its ashes with water, and makes the people drink it. Oh, and he orders the deaths of 3,000 Israelites. Moses' own words to God, so soon forgotten. His understanding, so soon narrowed. Well, I guess that's a good Lenten reminder, if we needed one, that we're not God. Because only God sees things as they really are, while we see things as we are. And yet, God constantly invites us, during Lent and always, to change our minds. To see more, to see in the way that God sees. It's embarrassing to admit that we might feel sometimes like we're carrying the stone tablets of God's words, that we know what God wants and that the rest of the world looks like a place filled with messy troublemakers worthy of our hot anger. When that happens, we're not conversing with God anymore. Our vision narrows, our understanding shrinks. But look around. God is still accompanying us. Mystery, willing to converse. So willing, in fact, that God's word came to us in person in Jesus Christ to help us see, to change our minds.